want to share their personal with what's going on, and they rather just keep certain things to themselves. And a lot of times those attributes breathe distance. Nobody wants to be the person who's overly excited for this relationship. Nobody wants to be the person who's overly this and that. It builds distance. Everybody's too proud. It builds distance. And it's okay to fall in love and it not work out. It's okay to be hurt and it not work out. The thing about dating is it comes with its L's. That's something that we got to accept. And nobody wants to be the person to take the L's, so they block out certain emotions that might, you know, express the other person that they do care about them. And because that person's not hearing that they do care about them, they start looking at that affirmation or that sense of emotional security somewhere else. All right, so boom, welcome back to the channel. So let's go ahead and talk about 7 reasons why men push good women away. So boom, let's start. Fear of commitment. Some of the reasons that might cause fear of commitment can be dedication to their careers, right? So let's say somebody is career driven. Let's say somebody is tailored their whole lifestyle around their career, and they might have time to time here and here to go on dates, go out to dinner and link up with somebody and stuff like that. They might not have necessarily cultivated a foundation or an environment where it can breed a long-term relationship, right? So you got to think about it. There are certain areas where you might not necessarily see that you're pushing a good woman away, or women might not necessarily understand why a guy's being distant. Sometimes it can just be caused by not wanting the responsibilities that comes with long-term relationships, right? And sometimes those responsibilities might cause them to deviate from a career path or a path they have created for themselves. Like, let's say you have a daily schedule of blah, 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 fits around your career. Being in a committed long-term relationship might look like this to you, where you might not be able to have time for the things that you already planned your life around, which might be that independent man that everybody might be saying on that same symptom that people might be like, oh my God, she's independent. She's so independent, she might not need a woman. Men suffer through that too, where they indirectly start ghosting a woman because they don't prioritize her in their life, and it starts creating a distance that it just doesn't breed a long-term relationship. It just turns into, oh yeah, I ain't heard from him in like 3 days. He only hits me up when he wants to kick it. He only blah, blah, blah. We're not necessarily grooming a long-term relationship. And she might be a great woman for you, and you just don't have the opportunity to see that, or your eyes are so caught up or stuck in a prize where you miss out on something good because of that. That's one of the reasons of fear of commitment. Another reason of fear of commitment could be they're used to serial dating, that they don't even know that they're serial dater. They are not accustomed to making decisions that might benefit or that might build the grounds for a relationship that will nurture her and him, not necessarily just solely him. So some people might look at this as somebody who's selfish in a relationship, somebody who makes decisions based on what's beneficial for them and not necessarily what's beneficial for both parties in a relationship, or both parties that is trying to make something of a relationship. And sometimes it causes them to just fight, argue, and pull them away. Not necessarily that your mindset got to change when it comes to somebody that you meet as a good person, good fit for you, and you now have to start changing your priorities, changing how you view things, changing about how you know, go about your daily activities to include this person. So it's not just, oh, you got 30 minutes to fit this person in for a quick snack, or an hour to fit this person in for a movie. You actually creating that time to nurture that relationship. All right, so number 2, the second reason why men push good women away is childhood trauma. Some people are still carrying baggages from past relationships, distrust, and relationships that really didn't end well for them. So they're carrying that level of distrust for almost anybody that, you know, simulates what they've experienced in the past. So it could be the slightest thing is, oh, I fell asleep last night, and his childhood, you know, dating scene might have been something similar where a woman have lied to him and used that as an excuse, and he found out later on. So it created a level of distrust when it comes to the dating scene now as he's getting older, and he might not vocalize it, or he might not want to vocalize it because he's trying to maintain his manhood, but also considering those things as red flags and not realizing that it might not be the case for every relationship, or might not be the case for every dynamic that you have with women. That becomes a really touchy subject because you can't really tell somebody how to feel, but you can explain yourself to make them feel better so they can have more trust in you. And of course, I'm not even gonna lie, it's a tough thing to tackle because you don't want to spend your whole relationship defending every action, but you also got to be transparent with your spouse, so, or the person that you're dating, so you guys can have a healthy relationship and it can be trust built there. And so we don't just give trust, and we have to build trust. You have to understand the dynamics are a little different depending on the type of person you're dealing with or the history they've had with dating. So those kind of baggages can, you know, push men away good women, and because of their trauma, they might not be able to open up to even communicate that with you, and they just might look like ghosting to the woman and not, oh my God, why don't he want me? And it's not the case. It's just he's dealing with other things that you might be guilty of, but it might not apply to you. So let's go to number 3. Independency and self-focus. focus. This is a tough one because we're in an era where everybody is career driven. Everybody wants to be successful. Let's say you meet somebody and they're career driven, self-focused, growth, those type of things where it's hard for you to speak on as a woman. A lot of the times it's tough to address it because you don't want to say, no, I don't want you to be successful, but redirect somebody's attention or start to talk to somebody when their main focus is just career. And sometimes, like, you know how we have that saying, oh my God, when you have time for something, when you like something, you'll make time for what you love, you make time for what you care about. Yes, and at that point in time, his career is what he cares about. And a lot of times, it can be a summary of they've been hurt before, they've went through so many different experiences where they decided to put their overall effort into just building their career and moving forward. And sometimes it might not be what's beneficial for the woman. And a lot of the times when things like that happen, well, you start noticing that he's prioritizing his job, his career, because he feels like this is one of the things that won't let him down because he feels like he's putting his all into it. It just can't change like that, even though it can, it's work, but it's more secure for him. And there's this saying that a lot of men go through, you will lose women chasing women, but you won't lose women chasing money. It's very real. I'm not saying it's true to every woman, but it's very real. Most women want security, and a lot of that comes for monetary value. It might not be a millionaire, 500,000, 100,000, whatever the case might be for you, or whatever that monetary amount might be for you to provide security, but a guy has to be focused in their self-growth. And a lot of times it creates an atmosphere where they're not ready to settle down because they feel like that settling down might distract them away from that actual goal and growth. And they don't want to feel like they regretted their decisions chasing after a woman, and then it doesn't go anywhere, but they lost their career too. So it's one of those areas where you got to be very sensitive on, and it goes for guys and women. It goes back to breeding that independent man that don't need a woman or don't need a partner, but not realizing that, like, it's not that they don't need a partner, they just don't know what that looks like yet. They're not in a space where they're willing to take that risk, or they're scared of the trade-off. Number four. So another reason why men push good women away is insecurities. Trust me, niggas have insecurities. Guys do have insecurities. Sometimes the insecurities come in different forms, financially, physically, and mentally, emotionally. Guys do battle insecurities when it comes to a comparison between men and other men, especially when it comes from women. Sometimes financial reasons, men aren't where they want to be, or the woman might be making more, or they feel like the woman can always leave and get another person, so they don't want to feel like that, or they feel not needed because they feel like you have everything. You might present yourself in a way that you feel like you might have everything, so it questions what's really the need for him in your life. And a lot of times those things breed insecurities for guys. You don't want to be that person in a relationship where you're dating somebody and you keep reminding your nigga that there's plenty of dudes in my DM I could have, blah, blah, blah. Of course he might not, as a man, okay, yeah, some people, I personally don't care, but I get it. You want to have go have it, you know what I mean? You want to have those type of go have it, but you got to realize that some guys have gone through so many of those relationships where the person they tell you not to worry about is who they ended up having to worry about. So it's like we've played so much with just people's emotional trauma or people's emotions that it's led to trauma. So it creates that level of insecurity for both guys and girls. Same way women have insecurities about certain things about their body or whatever you want to call it. Same ways guys have their insecurities when it comes to success and where they are in life. So number five, communication is another reason why men push good women away. Sometimes communication is a lot of the times communication is a huge problem. So you want to look at communication in a different way, right? A man can say something and a woman might receive it differently. A woman can say something, a man might receive it differently because everybody has their own language in which they understand things or translate things based on their experience. So communication is key to any successful relationship because a lot of times people talk vague. A lot of times people talk in parables. A lot of times people talk different ways to communicate what they want to communicate, but a lot of times people don't also communicate plainly. A lot of times people keep things to themselves. They feel like they don't trust somebody. They don't want to share their personal what's going on, and they rather just keep certain things to themselves. And a lot of times those attributes breed distance. Nobody wants to be the person who's overly excited for this relationship. Nobody wants to be the person who's overly this and that. It builds distance. Everybody's too proud. It builds distance. And it's okay to fall in love and it not work out. It's okay to be hurt and it not work out. The thing about dating is it comes with its L's. That's something that we got to accept. And nobody wants to be the person to take the L. So they block out certain emotions that might, express to the other person that they do care about them. And because that person's not hearing that they do care about them, they start looking at that affirmation or that sense of emotional security somewhere else. And A lot of it is blamed on communication. A lot of it is blamed on communication or people not understanding how to communicate with each other as far as like, yes, you're a good woman, but how does that translate for him? Like some people feel like they're a good woman because they make a certain much, they're independent, they don't have to blah, blah. But for him, it might translate as, oh, you don't need me. And those kind of conversations might not happen between two people. All right, so boom, number six, commitment phobia. Some people are just scared of being hurt. People are scared of commitment. People are scared of putting their all into something and then somebody is dropping it down because they don't have full control over what they're putting their all into. Nobody wants to be emotionally broken. Nobody wants to feel like their emotions are just being tossed around or manipulated or being used. And a lot of that, people are just scared of being hurt. People are scared of putting so much into somebody for it to be something that somebody can just walk away from. And it's not necessarily fair to anybody who experiences that, but it's part of the dating scene. Nobody wants to experience that. So a lot of times people are just scared of commitment, period. They're just scared of what it comes with or how it might end. And they're looking at the finish line without even starting a relationship. So they just, before it even starts, they sabotage it. Or they start assuming things might happen and not realizing the things that they're assuming might happen, that they're actually causing it to happen because of their dynamic. And then when it does happen, I told you it was gonna end bad, about not realizing they're also the reason why that ended bad. So that's a big thing. That's number six for me. And Number seven, you might not be a good person. You might not be a good woman. That's just what it is. And sometimes we have an idea what a good woman is to ourselves, but not realizing that's not translating to other people outside of ourselves. We have created this atmosphere that we're in now where everybody thinks what they value themselves to be is what truly they are in a social gathering. That's not the case. You might think you're a good person. You might think you know how to cook. You might think you take care of the house. You might think you work. You might think you're a nurturing person, but you haven't applied those attributes or character in your actual relationship. So a person is just going off an assumption of what you're saying. So let's imagine we've been dating for 3-4 years and you've barely done any of those things. What am I looking forward to in a long-term relationship besides those things of what you told me you can do, but you don't actually apply? So a lot of women do walk around here thinking that they're good people, which some are, but it's not applicable. And I do understand the ones that are in the traditional household that they do those things in their household and they don't want to go to another person's household and keep doing those things. And I do understand those frustrations, but a man cannot read what you do at home. What you tell him doesn't mean that you're going to be doing it with him or applying those things, those life lessons that you've learned from your family, those life characteristics that you learned from your mother and applying it to your relationship. It doesn't mean that you're going to do so. And some people might have good home training when it comes to their parents, but it might not translate to their relationship. Some people are looking for father figures in their relationship because of how they might be raised or how they might be treated. Does not mean that that's not what your husband is. Your husband's supposed to be a partner. So a lot of times guys is looking for a partner, somebody that can nurture them, somebody that can help them, support them, somebody they can also do the same for. But a lot of times, just because you have a good upbringing does not mean that those characteristics that your parents had translated to you and you are able to provide that. You might just be expecting that from your husband and not being the same person, being able to carry that characteristic to your own relationship. And that's where it becomes confusing of, oh, I'm a good person, blah, 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 blah. But you haven't applied it at all. You have no real life application of what you define as a good woman. And that's where it becomes a red flag. So I hope you guys like the content. And if you guys have any comments, go ahead, put it down below. Subscribe to the channel. If you guys like the content, find this entertaining or have any value towards anything that you have going on in your personal life, and like, subscribe to the channel. Appreciate y'all for supporting. Bye. Love y'all.